You're listening to the Sounds of Liberty. That's what I call beautiful music. My name is David Seville, and I'm your host for this visit on record to Liberty Records. I make music, too. I'm the Chipmunk Man, the fellow who has trouble with Alvin. Remember? All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon?
Okay.
Okay, Theodore?
Okay.
Okay, Alvin? Alvin?
Alvin!
Okay!
I'm not really mad at Alvin. I love him because he and his brothers helped me sell 12 million records for Liberty. We'll come back to the chipmunk chapter later. Now I'd like to introduce you to Liberty's first sweetheart, lovely Julie London. Hi, Julie.
Hi, David.
We asked Julie to drop by and meet you Liberty shareholders because she and Liberty actually reached the big time together. She is a star, and Liberty is one of the world's leading companies in just 6 years of growth. Your big break came in 1955, didn't it, Julie?
Yes, it did, Dave. The same year that Cy Warnker, our board chairman, started Liberty by hiring a phone service and calling it an office.
It was a shoestring kind of operation to begin with, wasn't it?
Well, financially, yes. But Cy had plenty of ideas about new ways to discover and use new talent on records.
That's what you were, new talent, when Cy first heard you.
I was singing in a nightclub here in town, and Cy asked me to record for his new company. I'm sure glad he did.
You're glad? What about Cy? You made a record that literally put Liberty in business. A record that sold a million copies and sounded like this.
Now you say you're lonely. You cry the long night through. Well, you can cry me a river. Cry me a river. I cried a river.
A beautiful ballad, Julie. The first of many that you've sung for Liberty.
Thank you, sir.
I remember coming here that same first year with a composition of mine called Armin's Theme. I just happened to have a copy of it here with me. And here's what I sounded like B.C. before Chipmunks.
Little did we know what a furor you'd started with those chipmunks. Hey, speaking of those early days, how about those two little schoolgirls who made such a hit with the public?
Have them right here.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me.
Patience and prudence.
And who'd think that two kids could capture the public's imagination the way they did?
Liberty could think so, Julie, and did. They're one more example of Liberty's belief in new talent and new ideas.
Oh, they were tremendously popular for a long time. Hey, what's happened to them, Dave?
The inevitable. They grew up, and now they're both in college, busy with the books.
And I remember what came after Patience and Prudence in the Liberty story. The search for exotic new sound.
Right, Julie. The whole country was discovering the excitement of hi-fi. Everybody began talking about amplifiers and preamplifiers, turntables and diamond cartridges.
Tweeters and woofers.
Right. So Liberty started a whole new trend in music with this.
I love that record, that album, Quiet Village, from the exotic sounds of Martin Denny. And I love that album title, Exotica.
That was Cy's idea, Julie. He was doodling on a memo pad trying to think of a name to describe these exotic sounds. He wrote the word exotic and then absentmindedly added an A, Exotica. And now, believe it or not, Cy's word Exotica is in the dictionary.
And then there's Denny's album of primitive music, Primitiva. This could go on and on.
And it will, but for sheer beauty to my ears at least, there was another unusual sound that went like this.
Now, hold it, Dave. Now, wait. Stop the music.
What's the matter? What's wrong, Julie?
Dave, this is no reflection on your enormous talents as composer of that song. But remember, the stockholders are listening. Stockholders are intelligent, cultivated individuals. I mean, I just can't picture the shareholders of Liberty as ooh-ah-ah fans.
Yeah, but they dig profits and dividends, don't they?
Well, of course, that's why they own stocks.
And they're all ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah fans, Julie. The witch doctor made a lot of money with that zany sound.
Yeah, I see your point. It only takes one or two really big records to give a huge boost to company profits.
Uh-huh, and the profit on a hit is high. That's why Liberty is always searching for new talents and new sounds that'll soar way up there on the record charts.
Well, even major leaguers go hitless once in a while. What would happen in a year like that?
Actually, Liberty has a very high batting average. It's never been off the charts, those lists in Billboard and Cashbox of the top hits. Besides, the company is going more and more strongly for albums, those steady sellers that are the bread and butter of the business. Over half of the company's profits now come from these LPs, whose revenues even out the peaks and stabilize earning power.
Now, wait a minute. You sound like a stockholder. And to think you're the ding-a-ling you thought of those chipmunks. Hey, Dave, whose albums are we featuring?
Well, there's this girl.
It begins to tell. Round midnight, round midnight. I do pretty well till after sundown. Supper time, I feel.
Hey, that's me.
And this girl.
I'm gonna live the life I sing about in my song.
That's Gogie Grant.
Music for dancing feet, like this.
Cy Zentner's big band.
And this band.
In high your madame, your dainty tips.
The new Spike Jones.
And while in Berland, madame.